With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Harvard University sues the Trump administration to stop its federal funding freeze.
The university's refused government demands to limit activism on campus, prompting the administration to freeze more than $2.2 billion in federal grants. The White House says Harvard has failed to meet basic conditions for receiving taxpayer funds. But in a lawsuit filed in federal court, the university says the government has not and cannot identify any rational connection between anti-Semitism concerns and the medical, scientific, technological, and other research it's frozen. I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at SRNews.com, the Vatican announcing the schedule for the final rites for the late Pope Francis.
Pope Francis's funeral has been set for Saturday at 10 a.m. in St. Peter's Square to be celebrated by the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, and a viewing of his body will begin on Wednesday in St. Peter's Basilica. History's first Latin American pontiff last appeared in public on Sunday with an Easter blessing and a Pope Mobile tour through the cheering crowds in St. Peter's Square. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The wife of former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has been convicted of charges that she teamed up with a New Jersey Democrat to accept bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. A New York jury returned its verdict Monday in the trial of Nadine Menendez. Prosecutors say she was a key figure in a bribery scheme in which the senator sold his clout to three New Jersey men looking for help with their business dealings or legal troubles. Nadine Menendez says she is innocent. Bob Menendez, the former senator, will begin serving an 11-year prison term that comes up in June. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up over 700 points. This is SRN News. Churches across the land are preparing for Baptize America.
It all started with a coalition of congregations in California that started trying to increase the number of baptisms they were performing. Now the campaign is going nationwide with Baptize America set for June 8th, which is Pentecost Sunday. If all goes according to plan, hundreds of churches will baptize thousands of people that day, establishing the largest synchronized day of water baptism in world history. Details can be found at baptize.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court has ruled against a Republican lawmaker from Maine who sued the state's Democratic House Speaker after being censured from a social media post about a transgender athlete. Representative Laurel Libby posted about a high school boy who won a girls' track competition. House Speaker Ryan Fecteau accused Libby of violating the state's legislative ethics code. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
To avoid higher U.S. tariffs on imported medicine, Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche says it will invest $50 billion in the U.S. in the coming 5 years. New manufacturing that Roche says will create 12,000 jobs, adding to its current American workforce of 25,000. The International Monetary Fund says economic outlooks for the U.S. and worldwide have worsened significantly because of a trade war. Among today's early movers on Wall Street, First Solar jumped 7.2% after the Department of Commerce finalized harsher-than-expected solar tariffs on some Southeast Asian products. Northrop Grumman tumbled 10.6%. It reports a drop in its first-quarter sales compared with 1 year ago. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.